Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump will hold 5 rallies today in different states. Last night, Trump hinted he may want to fire the nation's top infectious disease expert. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Dr. Anthony Fauci has been giving dire warnings as the number of coronavirus cases continues to set records in the U.S.
A now standard part of President Trump's campaign speech involves falsely claiming the coronavirus is rounding the turn and mocking Democrats and the media for putting so much attention on the deadly pandemic.
Because all they want to do, you turn in the news, COVID, 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 COVID.
At a late night rally in Florida, this prompted the very large crowd to chant "Fire Fauci," referring to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director and coronavirus task force member.
Fire Fauci! Fire Fauci!
Trump gave a winking response.
Don't tell anybody, but let me wait till a little bit after the election.
Polls find far more Americans trust Fauci for information about the coronavirus than President Trump. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is campaigning in Ohio today, then turning to focus on Pennsylvania. He will get support from former President Barack Obama. He'll campaign for Biden in Georgia and Florida today. A federal judge in Texas is going to hear a case this morning brought by several Republican activists who are trying to get about 120,000 ballots thrown out in the most populous county in Texas, Harris County. They say the votes cast by drive-by voting are unconstitutional. The top officer in Harris County, Lena Hidalgo, says the Republican activists did not persuade top Texas judges.
The Texas Supreme Court rejected a petition to have these votes invalidated, which means that our highest state court is not entertaining these disruptive attempts to invalidate what we know to be valid votes.
Texas is usually Republican, but polling suggests the presidential race is close. Harris County, home to Houston, is a Democratic stronghold. Stocks are beginning this election week on an up note after big losses last week. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials are up more than 330 points.
Stocks are reversing some of the big slide from last week when the S&P 500 index tumbled more than 5.5%. Investors, like the rest of the country, are watching for results of Tuesday's election, which comes amid an ongoing surge in new coronavirus infections. In addition, the Federal Reserve holds a policy meeting this week. No big changes are expected, with interest rates near zero. And on Friday, the Labor Department will report on job growth for the month of October. Job gains slowed in July, August, and September. Asian stocks were mostly up overnight. Manufacturing continues to gain ground in both China and Europe. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Eta near Central America has gained more strength. Its top sustained winds are at 110 miles per hour, a strong Category 2 storm. It's more than 100 miles east of the border between Nicaragua and Honduras. Forecasters say Hurricane Eta will become a major hurricane with winds of 111 miles per hour or stronger before it makes landfall tomorrow. The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says he has been in contact with someone who tested positive for the coronavirus and will self-quarantine. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva. The WHO chief says he has no symptoms.
WHO Chief Tedros, who's been leading the global fight against the pandemic, broke the news in a tweet. He said he was well and without symptoms, but would be staying and working from home in line with WHO protocols. He stressed the importance of complying with health guidance to break the chains of COVID-19 transmission. More than 46 million people around the world have been infected with the coronavirus, which has claimed 1.2 million lives. The United States is the worst affected country, with more than 9 million cases and more than 230,000 deaths. European countries are implementing fresh lockdown measures to combat a resurgence of the disease. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
On one single day over the weekend, the U.S. documented nearly 100,000 new coronavirus cases. Cases in the U.S. have increased about 40% from 2 weeks ago. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.